A healthy wedding officiant practice should not end with one faithful person. It should become a place where others are encouraged, trained, and invited into future ministry. This does not mean pressuring people. It does not mean recruiting for status. It does not mean turning every wedding conversation into a promotion. It means noticing potential. It means asking, who else might God be calling? One faithful officiant can serve many couples, but one faithful officiant who raises up others can help multiply Christian marriage ministry in a whole community. Think about the people around you. Maybe there is a mature Christian woman in your church who has a gift for encouraging brides. Maybe there is a steady Christian man who knows how to help grooms think about covenant responsibility. Maybe there is a couple who has walked through hardship and now has wisdom to share. Maybe there is a retired pastor, a ministry student, a soul center leader, a chaplain, a life coach minister, or a volunteer who keeps showing up with prayerful care. These people may not yet see themselves as future wedding officiants, romance officiants, chaplains, ministers, or ministry coaches, but your practice may help awaken that calling. One simple multiplication question is this: who are the 10 people I could help encourage toward future ministry? That question is not about building a personal team for your own benefit. It is about stewardship. It is about seeing ministry potential in ordinary believers. It is about inviting people into training, discernment, and faithful service through Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance pathways. For example, someone who enjoys helping engaged couples may benefit from the Wedding Officiant Skills course. Someone who cares deeply about Christian dating, courtship, engagement, and relationship discernment may explore Romance Officiant Ministry. Someone drawn to pastoral presence in community settings may explore chaplaincy. Someone gifted in encouragement and growth conversations may explore ministry coaching. Someone who wants deeper ministry leadership may pursue minister training. A wedding officiant practice can become a doorway into many ministry callings. But multiplication must be done with wisdom. Do not flatter people into roles. Do not rush people into ordination. Do not treat gifting as the same thing as readiness. Encourage prayer. Encourage training. Encourage local endorsement. Encourage humility. Encourage character. Christian Leaders Alliance ordination is not instant status. It is a recognized ministry pathway shaped by calling, competence, confirmation, credibility, compliance, commissioning, and confidence. Future leaders need formation, not just opportunity. A strong officiant also models what future leaders should learn. Let them see how you prepare. Let them see how you communicate with the bride and groom. Let them see how you pray before a ceremony. Let them see how you handle stress with calmness. Let them see how you honor civil responsibilities. Let them see how you avoid overstepping your role. Let them see how you refer wisely. Let them see how you speak about biblical marriage with truth and grace. This kind of modeling is powerful. People learn not only from what you say, but from how you serve. A soul center may become especially helpful here. A soul center focused on marriage ministry can host prayer, marriage growth courses, premarital encouragement, remarriage discernment conversations, and future leader development. A local church can also become a strong place for raising up future officiants and marriage ministry helpers. Independent officiants can still multiply by encouraging others towards CLI training and CLA ordination. The pathway may look different, but the vision remains the same. Faithful wedding ministry is not only about ceremonies, it is about covenant witness, it is about serving embodied souls, it is about strengthening Christian marriage. It is about raising up more leaders who can serve with clarity, humility, and courage. As this course closes, remember this: you are not merely launching a practice. You are joining a movement of Christian leaders who serve local communities with biblical conviction and practical love. May your wedding officiant ministry be faithful. May it be sustainable. And may it multiply.